Now we start the Mishnah on the top of Pei Aleph Lamed Aleph. So this is a Mishnah that we've quoted before. It shows up in different manifestations, both here in Bavim Tzi and other places, which is Akone Shnei Ilanot B'toch Shdech Avero Harizeh Lo Kana Karka. Someone who purchases two trees in the field of his friend, he does not get land along with it. And when we say he doesn't get land, here the Rashi says that Stamalokana karkas vivav klal. He gets nothing around these trees. That means if they die, he can't replace them. He has no rights to the land below, simply to the trees themselves. Rabbi Meir Omer kana karka. Meir says no. That two is sufficient to be kone karka. Higdilo, if they overgrow, lo yishafe, then he can't cut them down. Meaning that over here, the person who's going to cut them down is the obviously this seller. The seller whose land now is being encroached upon by these trees, because the trees are growing over the land that the buyer does not own. The buyer bought the trees. The seller owns the land. So the seller's land now is being affected by the shade created by these trees, yet he does not have a right to cut the trees back, because he sold them the trees. He sold them the right to have these trees here, and there's no land that belongs to him, so that means that he has the right for the trees to expand. Anything that comes out of the trunk belongs to, or anything that grows out of the trunk belongs to the buyer. Anything that goes out of the roots belongs to the landowner, meaning to the mocher. If these... Mar is going to go through all of these. Not today, but yes. V'yemeitu in lo karka. If he dies, he doesn't get the land, meaning that he has no right to replace the trees. He bought simply these trees, the output of these trees, as long as they are sustained in this location. Kanash lo sha. Now, on the other hand, if he buys three trees, kanah karka, then land comes along with the trees. Higdilu, yishafeh. If they grow big, then the landowner, the mocher, has the right to cut the trees back. Why? Because along with the trees came an allocation of land that is the area which the trees are allowed to be on, because that's the land that he sold them along with the trees. Now, if they extend beyond that point, it's as if they're going across the border, meaning that they're overstepping their bounds, and therefore he can cut them back to the area, the shetach, the land that belongs to the buyer. V'olemin ageza. Anything comes out of the trunk, umina shorashim, and from the roots shelo belong to the buyer, because he owns not only the tree itself, but he owns the land that is around it. Bimeto yeshlo karka. If they die, he has the right to replant in that land because he owns physical land below them. So now, tznanatam. Tznanatam is a Mishnah in Bikurim. Koneshne ilanot b'toch shel chavero. Someone who purchases two trees in his friend's property. Mevi ve'eno kore. He brings Bikurim, but he does not read the Parshat Bikurim, because he can't he can't say that the Ma'ashu Natatali, because he doesn't have any land that's associated with these trees. Rabbi Meir Omer, Mevi Vikore. Rabbi Meir says you bring and you can read Mikra Bikurim. Now the question of Rabbi Meir is, Rabbi Meir simply in line with his Shita here in the Mishnah, which is that Shtei Ilanot entitle you to Karka. So if you get Karka with Shnei Ilanot, then according to Rabbi Meir, you can read and you can bring and be Koreh, because you do have Adamash and Atatali. On the other hand, the possibility is that Rabbi Meir believes that you may not need Adama whatsoever in order to read the Mikra Bikurim. So that's the position of Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. B'chayev haya Rabbi Meir, af belokeach perot min ashuk. Someone who goes ahead and buys perot. Now, mina shuk is a little difficult. The Bach has to eliminate the gear, so I'll explain in a second. But that...
How does he know what's first?
Right, so what bikurim are you talking about? You go into the shuk and you buy perot. It's hard to know what shuk. So the way the Ashram explains it is, lokeach perot should be ilan. Here's somebody who's purchasing. He says, here, there are five fruits on your tree. I want to buy them. So when he buys them, if one of them has a gemi on it that was bikurim, then he brings that as bikurim, and he can be kore bikra bikurim. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that the position of Rabbi Meir is not related to his position that Shnei Ilanot comes with Karka, but rather a broader position of Rabbi Meir, that you can be Kore Bikre Bikurim even if you have no land. It has nothing to do with the land, it has to do with the fruit. Mimai, How does Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel know that? I mean, how does he know that Rabbi Meir's position is beyond what we just saw in our Mishnah? So he says, Mikdani Mishnah Yitayro. Says that Rabbi Meir wrote, there's unnecessary language in the Mishnah that explains for us the position of Rabbi Meir. Why? Michte. Tani le diyesh lo karko. Right? Rabbi Meir says, we have it in our Mishnah right here, that two ilanot get karka. Now, everybody agrees, right, and the Sefer of the Braisa works the same way, that if you have karka, you can be mevi in kore. If you can have karka, you can be mevi in kore. The fact that, why does the Mishnah at all in Bikurim have to say, Meir Omer mevi for kore? Meir mevi for kore is a kol yotze. It's a totza'ah from his position in Shnei Ilanot. Meaning that it's obvious, if Rabbi Meir and Chachamim disagree about when you get land, if it's three or two, then Rabbi Meir's position does not need to be explained in the Mishnah, because we know that Rabbi Meir will say, by two ilanot, you will get, say, mevi v'koreh. So since it's a lashon yetera, right, pshita de mevi v'koreh, elishma mina, so why can you conclude the fact that Rabbi Meir is written in the Mishnah Bikurim, Rabbi Meir omer, mevi v'koreh, that additional lashon, mechayv ha'yav Rabbi Meir apel keferot v'nashuk. And Rabbi Meir is also mechayv in instances where the perot are not associated with any karka whatsoever. You still have to be mevi v'koreh. So now, Vahaktiv, Davi's problem is, what's he going to do with Mikra Bikurim? Mikra Bikurim doesn't sound, it sounds basically like I need to have land in order to say Mikra Bikurim. So Haktiv, Asher Tavi Me'artzecha, says that you have to, you say this on the fruits, Asher Tavi Me'artzecha, that you bring from your land. So that, Gemara says, no problem. Hamel Utei Chutzla Aretz. Next, exclude Chutzla Aretz. I mean, Artzecha is not the right particular Artzecha, but rather the Klal Yisrael's Eretz, which means Eretz Yisrael, not Chutz La'aretz. Obviously, the problem that comes up is, well, what do you need a drasha for this for? What's the problem? We have a Klal that's enumerated in the Mishnah and Kiddushin. Kol Mitzvah, right? Kol Mitzvah that Tluyot V'aretz, right? Enon Hag El V'aretz. Any mitzvah that's talui in the aretz is only noeg in baretz, because they're mitzvah tatluyot baretz. Why doesn't Bikurim fall under that same category? So there's an unbelievable Tosfos here. This Tosfos sounds like an Achron writing to answer the problem. He brings one answer which seems almost unbelievable. Well, we'll read both answers that the Tosfos brings. If you look at the Tosfos here, Olam Utei Chutz La'aretz, you look down in the, before it gets to the wide lines, it's just two lines up. It says, Tema, Ma'i Tzrich Mi'uta, Amar Vepere Kamad Kedushin, Kol Mitzvah Ashi Tuliya Baretz, Inu Nileget Ela Baretz. V'yesh Mifashim, Mishum De Bikurim Itkashu L'Basar V'Chalav. That there's a hekesh between Bikurim and Basar V'Chalav, because they're found, right, in the Psukim, that we read these, right, these found in Parsha Mishpatim and Parsha Kitisa, which it says, right, Breshid Bukriyat Matchat Avi Beit Hashem Lokecha Lot Vashel Lot Vashel Gdi B'Chalev Imo. So the hekesh between the Bikurim and the Lot Vashel Gdi B'Chalev Imo, that it teaches us that there's a hekesh. So just like Basar B'Chalav is a din beguf and it doesn't have a din to your parts, so too that should be by Bikurim. All right, I don't not sure how to explain that, but it's a strange thing. Also, there's a hekesh that you compare to Basar B'Chalav. He says, "Umechilta behedjim mekesh lehu." There is such a thing in the Medrash Halacha, the Mechilta of Shmot, you know, in the Shmot, Medrash Halacha of Shmot. Sagdat Rishay Nuagim Apotzar, it's Kamo Baser Bechalav. Ul Rashba Nira, this is unbelievable. Tolo Chashivi Bikurim Mitzvot Atuliot Varetz. Tolo Domi Lechuma Maser Bechala. They're different than Shumot, Maserot, and Chala. Dahatam Guf HaPeirot Mechuyavim Bechuma. There, the actual preirot or chayavot in truma. Why? The tevel ninu, because they are tevel fruits that are picked off the trees have a din of tevel. In order to remove the shem tevel from them, you have to give trumot to masrot. So those fruits that you are giving as trumot to masrot had a shem tevel. Vasurin bachila, you can't eat them until you've done that. Ukach hashuvim ein tuliot baretz or tulin baretz. Therefore, they are considered tulin baretz. Aval bikurim. Ein achiyuv tului b'peirot. Chiyuv here is not reliant on the peirot, ela ba'adam. It's a chovas agavra, and not a chovas a, right, chovas a pri, or chovas a chevtza. De'ein esarim be'achila. Bikurim don't create an isra achila. Afal pishal efish mehem bikurim. If you're not mafish bikurim, there's no din tevel on the fruit. They are not, there's the chayfetz does not have a shame tevel, and then have to have a requirement of bikurim being removed. Va'od. Midalo chayav truma masir ad shimareich bekeri. So we know that the chiyuv trumas of masirot are not immediate. They're only after he does the gemar malochram. Until that point in time, trumot, they don't have a shem tevel. The shem tevel is generated by the operation, right, of the farmer. He brings it to a certain stage. That's when the chiyuv tevel, right, comes onto the fruit. And then you have to be mafrish trumas masirot. Muchach, from that, that chiyuv tului beperot. Right, shalei ish lo igia adayin zman chiyuvam. Aval bikurim vaday chuvat agufinu. Right, he says that perot, bikurim, are exactly like achovat aguf, that we say in Gevurah Zarah, delfino minayu bikdushin. Shein chiyuv talui beperot ela ba'adam. It's all talui in the adam. Vafilu ba'odan ba'ilan mitchayev. Even when they're still in the tree, there's a chiyuv bikurim. I mean, as opposed to Chumah Maser, which only has the Chiyuv, only devolves afterwards in the Gemara Melacha, here Bikurim is Chayiv on the tree. And again, the Chiyuv doesn't have anything to do with the status of the fruit itself, but rather the Adam, the relationship of the Adam to the Pri. It's amazing. Nevertheless, at the bottom here, if you go skip down towards the bottom of the Tosos, the second to last line in the Tosos here, he says, Vafagav, de'ein einlo. If a person doesn't have bikurim, if you say it's chovat aguf, right, like the Milchas Chiyuch says by Teshbitu, what's the din of Teshbitu? It's the din of Teshbitu that you have to have a bayit mushbat, you have to have a house that is clear of all chametz baduk, or it's Teshbitu that you actually have to destroy chametz. If you believe that you have to actually destroy the chametz, what happens if you know chametz? According to that side of the Milchas Chiyuch, you have to go out and buy chametz and burn it. So he says the same thing here. Wait, if you think bikurim are chovat aguf, what are you going to do if you don't have bikurim? Well, one thing, if it's mitzvah to yataretz, it's a mitzvah in the chayfetz. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have that chayfetz. You don't have that chiyub. Don't worry about it. But if it's a chovat agavra to bring bikurim, then how come if you don't have bikurim, you got to go out and find bikurim so you can be discharged this chovat agavra? So as afak of the enu chayav liknot, so that shouldn't be a mitzvah. Mikom makom chovat agufni nu kamo chovat tzitzit. So it's just like a mitzvah tzitzit, which is almost like a mitzvah kiyumit, right? Afagav dein chayiv kinot talit, kishen lo chashiv chovat aguf. It's not a chovat mano, it's a chovat aguf, but it's only with these certain conditions. Meaning that it's a mitzvah kiyumit. If you fulfill these conditions, then there's a obligation upon you. If you wear a four-cornered beggar, then you need must put tzitzit on it. So too, if you have bikurim, then you as the gavra must bring the bikurim. Again, it sounds like an achron writing here. He's mechalik between right, a chayfetz and the gavra. And then even the gavra is mechalik that it's a mitzvah kiyumit and not a mitzvah ala gavra that's a chiyuvi on the gavra. But an unbelievable way to answer the problem here. So why do you need the pasuk over here? Asher metavim ha'aretzecha? Because it wouldn't have been excluded. Without the pasuk, it would have been included. You would have had to done it even though it's a mitzvah, quote-unquote, tuliya ba'aretz, because it's not really tuliya ba'aretz. It's a mitzvah guf adam. So therefore, you need a pasuk here. Asher metavim ha'aretzecha, ha'olim mutei chutz la'aretz. That's how we're ma'ayetz, bikurim from chutz la'aretz, only in Eretz Yisrael. So now the problem for Rabbi Meir, back in the Gemara. Va'aktiv admatcha. Says, what about admatcha? Says they had to bring it from Bikurei admatcha tavi beit Hashem Elokecha. Says the mutei admat akum. That's no problem. That excludes the land of a akum of a non-Jew.
In
Eretz Yisrael, correct? Right. Vaktiv asher natata li. When you go say that you bring mikra bikurim, you say that these are at adama asher natata li that you gave me the land that you gave me. Diavita le zuze v'zavnei behu. So natatali is not that you gave me the land, but natatali means you gave me the opportunity to purchase bikurim. You gave me money. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you gave me money. With that money, I'm able to buy bikurim. That's what it means natatali, right? That you gave me an asset. Not that means I got land, but I got an asset. And you gave me an asset, which allows me to do mitzvah bikurim. So according to this, Rabbi Meir says you can say mikra bikurim, even if you buy the bikurim, even if you have no land. You can say mikra bikurim. So meiti rabo. So now we're going to have a larger challenge, which is going to drop this whole mahalich. Someone who buys one tree in his fan's land, he brings bikurim and does not read mikra bikurim, because he didn't take karka, divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. It's clear here that Rabbi Meir's shita is premised on karka. It's premised on karka. It's only because there were two trees that you're calling karka going to Rabbi Meir, and that's why you're meviv bikurim. Without two trees, without karka, you're not meviv bikurim. To Yufta. That is on Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. This is a huge question, right? That says it's clear that Rabbi Meir Shita is not like what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel explains. It's not a din in Bikurim, it's a din in Karka. And you have to have Karka in order to be Chayav in Mikra Bikurim. Now, the Rashbam starts a Shoshelet here, which creates an unbelievable halachic issue. Which is, it's massive, and it's, I want to touch upon it now because it's incredible to read about and to see. The Rashbam here, if you look at the Rashbam, it's Rashbam the Me'ute Ad Matakum. That Rashbam says, Me'ute Matakum. And he says in the second line of that Rashbam, it says, V'nira Be'enai. Dihochi Garsinan. Change the Gersa here. V'aktiv Ad Matcha Shnei Pe'amim. Our Gemara just says, V'aktiv Ad Matcha. It's written Ad Matcha. And then the Gemara says, Ad Matcha, the Me'ute Ad Matakum. Rashbam says that's not the right gear. So the right gear should be Ad Matcha twice. Why? Because I said before, where is the Mikra B'Kativ Reishit B'Kuri Ad Matcha B'Sefer V'Elu Shmot V'Elu Shpatim V'Chitisa? There are two Parshiot, right? These on Pesach, you end up reading all of them. But here, the Reishit B'Kuri Ad Matcha, right, or is written twice in Shmot, once in Parshat Mishpatim, and once in Parshat Kitisa. It's also twice where Lo Tevashel G'di V'Chalev Yimo, two out of the three times that it's written there. Also, V'kemishani. So the Medrash Halacha says, Chad de'mute admatakum, Chad de'mute admatger. One of those admatcha comes to exclude an akum, which is what brought by our Gemara. The other admatcha comes to exclude a ger. Sharei ger atzmo mina mivim velo korimhu. A ger is allowed to bring bikurim, but he cannot read the mikra bikurim. It's a mishnah and bikurim, kitznan. The second bikurim, it's a fresh mishnah and bikurim, perkalach mishnah dalet. That the ger cannot say about the land, even if he owns land in Eretz Yisrael, he can't say that's the land. This is the land that was promised to our forefathers, to be given to us. It wasn't his forefathers that got the land, and it wasn't given to him either. He's now living in Eretz Yisrael, now a Jew, but he wasn't promised to his forefathers, and it wasn't, right, given to his forefathers either, the land. A ger can't say that. Right, we'll see in a second. The Gemara is Mechsa Kishikra. Looks like he's lying. You can't say Mikra Bikurim. It's a Mishnah Mifreshit, Mishnah Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet in Masechet Bikurim, that you are not able to, Ger is not able to bring and say Mikra Bikurim. There's a Tosefta also that seems to support this position. There's a Gemara Makos also in the Bavli that seems to support this position. Based on this, you have, first of all, the Re, or the Tosfos here, says he doesn't think the Rashbam is right. Says Ubuchinam Dachak. Tosfos here says that the Rashbam went out of his way to fix the girsa. Right? Over there, there's one admatcha. So now, the Gemara says, the Tosfos brings down, I'm trying to figure out how to describe this to you. In the wide lines of Tosfos, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down, in the widest lines of Tosfos. That's 6 lines down. There's the last word on the line is Mikoach. Last word on the line is Mikoach. It's unbelievable here. Umikoach haya mishnah. From that mishnah, lo haya miniach Rabbeinu Tam legerim levarech birkat hazimun. He wouldn't let them do birkat hazimun. V'enshel acholomar shin chinchalta labotenu eretz tova. Because he can't say in benching that, so over there, when they come at Zimun, the ger would, in their day, Zimun was that you read the whole benching out loud. The one who was Mzamein didn't simply read the, do the beginning of benching, right? The calling of the people together, but he read the whole thing together. So he read the whole Zimun together. He can't say no de lecha, because he can't say the words, and shinchata labotein or etz tova. Can't say that. Biktani nami kishuhu mitpalel. This is the Mishnah. I'll quote you the Mishnah. That the Rabbeinu Tam is the Rabbeinu Tam is mentioning from the Mishnah Bikurim. Here's the Mishnah. Elu mivin v'lo korin. Hager mivi v'eno kore. She'enu yichol omar asher nishba Hashem labotenu latet lanu. V'maita imo misyo mivi v'kore. Now, u kushehu mitpalel beino levein atzmo. When he davens personally, by himself, in establishment, that's right. Omer Elokei Avot Yisrael. Not Elokeinu Velokei Avoteinu, but Elokeinu Velokei Avot Yisrael, because he can't say Avoteinu. Ukshu Bebeit Knesset, Omer, if he davens for the Omud, Elokei Avoteichem. Not Avoteinu, but Elokei Avoteichem. It's a Mishnah in Bikurim. Mishnah, Perek Aleph. Mishnah Dalet in Bikurim. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam is quoting right here. Rabbeinu Tam is quoting this Mishnah. He says it's Mishnah. So mitvav b'nei no b'nei atzmor melokei b'lokei b'tot Yisrael k'shmitvav b'nei knesset omer lokei avotechem v'maitai misrael omer elokei avotenu. So Rabbeinu Tam, psak halach according to Rabbeinu Tam, is number one, when it comes to Bikurim, a gear cannot, can bring, but cannot be korek. Number one.
No, it's I'm
saying
in the Mishnah.
Right. And so far. In the Mishnah, nobody's called like the Tosefta, the Bavli. But we're going to get to a...
There's no Bavli.
Right. Well, there is in Makos. There's the Bavli that does it, that seems to support this position. The problem is that there's Yerushalmi. And that's going to turn things over when we hit the Yerushalmi. Now, that's the Rabbeinu Tam's position is, Meviv Eno Korea by Bikurim. Cannot bench for Zimun. And in Shmon Esrei, he has to say, Elokei Avot, and Elokei Avotechem, if he downs for the Amud. Doesn't say it. That's Rabbeinu Tam's psak. Olari nira de shapir matzer amar ger lavoteinu. The ger can do this. Velo kaimelan kehai mishnah. We don't paskin like that mishnah in Bikurim. Ela ki Rabbi Yehuda de polig Allah. Except we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda who argues in the Yerushalmi. Gita Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi says, over here, I'll just quote to the Bisham. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, ger atzmo mevi vikore. A ger is able to, right, mevi vikore, matam. What's the reason? Because it says, ki av hamon goyim nitaticha. Shavar ra'iti, by Avram, it says, in the past, I was av b'yaram. Right? Bachshav, right? Mikam v'elech, ata av l'chol goyim. Right, from then on, you become an Avram as Av L'chol Goyim. So you see that Avram originally was an Av L'Avram, and then only later Av L'mon Goyim. So for Rabbi Yeshua Omer, over here, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, Alocha ki Rabbi Yehuda. At uvdu kumeit Rabbi Abo, v'hore ki Rabbi Yehuda. A case like this came for Rabbi Yehuda, and he passed in, before Rabbi Abo, and he passed in like Rabbi Yehuda. So based on this, the Ri says that Alocha is like Rabbi Yehuda. If the law is like Rabbi Yehuda, then a gear can be mevi vikore. So now he says, well, there's a problem. Because Yerushalmi also quotes that a gear can only be mevi vikore, dafka gear mi bnei keni. Only a bear bnei keni from Chotein Moshe, because he can say, atet lanu, because he got a chelek in the aretz, asher natat lanu. So based on this, and the Ri then quotes a Tosefta and Gemara Makos. The Ri says that the Mishnah in Bikurim is talking about also B'nai Keni, because it's not arguing, but what's Imom Yisrael? Right? Imom Yisrael only helps, or the fact that a Gir can say it only helps. The fact that Avraham is the Av Amon Goyim only helps to you for one part of the problem. What is that? That is that he can say, right, by the problem that was raised by the Rashbam, right, that he could say Avotenu. What it doesn't address is Asher Natat Alanu, that you gave to us. It sounds like he was a Yoresh Haaretz, which isn't true. That he can't say. He can say Avoteinu, but it doesn't solve the problem of Asher Natat Alanu. How do you save the problem of Asher Natat Alanu? Only one type of gear can do that. Who's that? Keni Chotein Moshe. Why? Because they got the Chelik in the Haaretz. Right? The Gerim that were from the Keni, that were from Chotein Moshe, they got a Chelik Baaretz, so they could say Asher Natat Alanu. So the Ri's conclusion is that the Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. Many times wrong because of the Yerushalmi. Now, when it comes to davening, and it comes to Zimun, where it's only an issue of Avoteinu, there the Ger can say Avoteinu, no problem. By Bikurim, where there's a separate issue, not only Avoteinu, but also from Asher Natat Alanu, there he can't do it, so only Gerim from Chotein Moshe, according to the Ri, can say this. So that would be the story according to the Ri. What comes then is a unbelievable. The Rambam, we'll quote the Rambam in Perusha Mishnayot, Paskins, like the Ri says over here, he brings the it's clear that he's been vases on the Yerushalmi. Paskins in Mishnah Torah also that a ger is mevi v'kore. Doesn't make any qualifications, says it straight out.
So
now,
why? So is it
So he's quoting Yerushalmi. The question is, all right, no. So the Rambam never qualifies it. He would have said in Mishnah Torah, he would have had to say it. He doesn't say it. Does not qualify it at all. His answer comes out of an unbelievable Chuvas Rambam that was written to him. Shailot Sheshal Avadya Hager. Avadya Hager writes to the Rambam and asks him the question, this question. And the Rambam writes back to him. I'm going to tell you that it does not sound like the Rambam over here. It sounds like maybe some Chassidish Rebbe that's writing back to the Avadya Hager. I'll read it to you. I have maybe you guys want to follow. Here's one copy. I have an extra. Sorry, I have two copies here. I'll send it out to you on the email. But it's unbelievable here. This from the Rambam here. Avadya Hager says, "Rabban Avadya Hager, maskil and mevin ger tzedek yishalem paalo." You're a ger tzedek. And what about brachot? Asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu. Or what about asher hivdilanu min hagoyim? Or asher bachar banu? Asher inchalta davotenu? V'chol hotzitanu me'eretz Mitzrayim? V'shenasa nisim lavotenu? It's bigger than just Elokei Avotenu. There are all these things that we talk about our forefathers, things that happened to our forefathers. Yesh lomacha lomar kol kiteknam. Ve'al tishaneh davar. Ela kamoshit palel v'erech kol ezrach Yisrael. The way any other Jew davens, kach ro'yu l'cha l'varech. Ulit palel, ben shit palel to yichidi, ben shayit tashliach tzibur. Says there's no changing. V'ikar davar she'amba mavinu hu shlamad kolam v'iskilam v'odiyam da'at ha'emet v'yichudo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'ba'at v'avodah zarah, Avram taught everybody about monotheism and rejected avodah zarah. V'efer avodata v'echnis rabim tachad kanfei shechina. He brought many people close to Judaism. He was megayer people. V'lamdam v'horam v'tziva banav u'bnei b'etu achrav v'shmor derech Hashem. That's from last week's parasha, k'mo shekatuv. V'tarak yadadiv l'mayr sh'yitzaveh et banav et b'etno achrav v'shamru et derech Hashem. Right, that they will do that. L'asot tzedaka u'mishpat. L'fikach. Kol mishit gayder ad sof kol adorot. Listen to this Rambam. Anybody who's migayer ad sof adorot, v'chol miyached shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who believes in monotheism, k'mo shekatuv b'torah, Talmido shel Avram Avinu alav shalom is a Talmid of Avram Avinu. Again, I'd say it sounds like you hear from a Chassidish Rebbe. Give me a vort. Any ger that comes is a Talmid of Avram Avinu. Ubnei beitohem, and they're part of his household. Kulam v'hu echzir otam lemutav k'shem sheyechzir et anshei doro b'fiv. It's as if he brought them back to come in shechina like he did in his own generation. Uvelimudo and through his teachings kach echzir kolat din litzgayer. That is a paradigm for anybody who in the future is nitzgayer b'tzavato shitzivat banav b'bnei tol acharav. Because the tzava that the Torah says that he commanded his children after him means that Avram Avinu who did this is also his children after him are commanded. Nimtza. Avram Avinu alav hasham hu av l'zaro hakshirim hochim b'drachav v'av l'talmidav v'chol ger shitzgayer. He's a father to anybody who is really his children and anybody who is his student. And a student means someone who is mitzgayer. V'fikach yesh l'cha lomar elokeinu v'lekei avoteinu she'avram avinu hu avicha v'yesh l'cha lomar she'inchalta et avoteinu she'avram natna aretz. Then Avram also got the land. Who was the first one who was promised the land? Kum italeich ba'aretz l'arkol rachba k'lechad nena aval she'otzoitanu b'mitzrayim. Alright, now we run into that problem. She'otzoitanu b'mitzrayim she'asita nisim l'avoteinu im ratzita lishnot v'lomar she'otzeita et Yisrael she'asita nisim Yisrael amor. If you want to switch it there, it's okay. He says, "V'im lo shanita, enk b'kach chav zed klum. If you don't do it, it's not so bad. B'char shechnasta tachnat chanfei ashechina. You're now part of Klal Yisrael. V'il nilvita ilav, ein kan hefresh b'neinu u'b'necha. Now that you're part of Klal Yisrael, there's no difference between you and us." Again, it's like unbelievable hearing the Rambam speak like this. There's no difference. True. You really can't say it. It's not true. But now that you joined us, there's no difference. B'chol nisim shnasu kilu lanu u'lucha nasu. All the nisim, it's as if they were done to us and you. I mean that you've metaphysically become part of Klal Yisrael. It's as if these nisim happened to your forefathers, to you yourself. Right, obviously, this is more, everybody knows this, because, right? Because of the Torah. Right? That there is no difference. The Ben Nechar doesn't say you've separated. I'm part of the Am Hashem. Ain shum hefresh klal beinenu v'encha l'chol davar. There's no difference between us and you. V'day yesh chalavarech asher bachar banu. You can make the bracha asher bachar banu, asher natat lanu, asher nchil lanu, v'asher hivdi lanu. Shekvar bachar b'cha borei italeh. Hashem chose you. V'hivdi l'acha min ha'umot. And he separated you. V'natan l'cha et ha'torah. Shatorah lanu. Because the Torah is for us. Ula geirim. And for the geirim, shenem rakal, chuka achat lechem. Ula ger agar. Chukat olam l'dor techem. There's one chuka for you, Klal Yisrael, and for all the geirim. Kachem, geger yeh lifnei Hashem. Torah achat, mishpat achat yeh lechem, v'la ger agar yitchem. V'da, ki avoteinu sheyatzu Mitzrayim, rubam ovdei avodah zarah are you. Our forefathers who left Eretz Yisrael, they were from Mitzrayim, they were avodah zarah. B'Mitzrayim, nitarvu b'goyim. V'lamdu ma'aseyem, and they became acculturated and assimilated. Ashishalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shel Kol HaNeviim, V'yidilanu Min HaYamim, V'ichnasnu Tachat Kanfei Shechina Lanu, U'lechol HaGeirim, V'sham L'kulanu Chakat Echad. Just like we were Geirim in that sense. We came in to learn by Kanfei Shechina under the Mitzrayim, so to you. V'au Yehei Yichuscha Kal Be'enecha. Don't think that your Yichus is so bad. Im Anu Mityachasim L'Avra Mitzach L'Yakov, Ata mityaches l'misha amar v'haya olam. This to me is unbelievable. It's like a Hasidic report, I'm telling you. He says, we are mityaches, it's Klai Yisrael, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You are mityaches. Who's your yichus? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kach mufurash b'shaya, ze yomar l'Hashem ani, v'ze yikare b'shem Yaakov. Some people would call that I belong to Hashem, and the others will say I belong to Yaakov. So who belongs to Yaakov? That's Klai Yisrael. Who belongs to Hashem? Gerim. He says, "Chol ma shemarnu lecha binyan brachot, shlo teshane kvar raya lezeh mimasechet bikurim." And then he quotes the Yerushalmi. The Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi at this point in time, and it's clear that he's mivasis all his halachot on this Yerushalmi, both the Mishnah Torah and the Perush Mishnayot. Unbelievable, Rambam. It's short on time, but the Mordechai also quotes a case that somebody pulled down. They wouldn't let a ger down for the Amud, and Rav Yoel stood up. Rav Yoel stood up and said, "No way, based on the Yerushalmi, that Mishnah is not halacha." And that's why the Shulchan Aruch brings down the halacha. It's over there. The Shulchan brings down the halacha. Yesh, right? Shamru sheger eno yichol liot shatz v'nidchu divrehem. Right? Nidchu divrehem is based on the Rambam. Nidchu divrehem that they've been pushed aside. It's not the case. The gerim can't say avoteinu. There is no problem with avoteinu. There are some achronim who discuss the idea that bikra bikurim might be different than other things, like, say, for instance, biur masrot or vidui masrot. Vidui masrot, nobody suggests that the ger can say it over there, but by mikra bikurim, yes, because the mikra bikurim is written in the latid lavo. It's written in the future tense. It's at latet lanu. Versus the mikra bikurim shenatata, right, that was given to us in the past tense, right. So there are some achronim where they mean mechalek that bikurim, mikra bikurim is unique in that sense that it's written in a future tense. So it's written in future tense. Therefore, gerim can be associated with versus other things that are written in the past tense. But here it's an unbelievable machlokas here. Yeah, between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. And again, the Rabbeinu Tam says nothing, you can't say anything. The Ri is between those two shitos. So by Mikra Bikurim, he cannot do it. By other areas, he can do it. And then you have the Rambam, who just basically is matir in the Gamre, entirely, that a ger can act like a complete and full-fledged Jew, and he can say whatever a full-fledged Jew would say in these instances. I'll send you the Makorot. It's unbelievable Makorot here, but, amazing tshuva from the Rambam to the Avadia Ger. All right. So now, back in the Gemara. All right. Amar le Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim le Rabbi Elazar. My time de Rabbi Meir b'ilan achad, my time de Rabbanon b'shtei lenot. So he says, what's the reason that when you buy two trees according to Rabbanon, you don't get land? What's the reason according to Rabbi Meir when you buy one tree, you don't get land? So listen to the answer to him. Amar lo, devar sherishonim lo amru bo tam, tishaleni beveit midrash kedei levaisheni. It says, and the Mishnah doesn't give any reason why. So now you're asking me a question which the earlier generations didn't address, and you're asking me to embarrass me in the base medrash? It says, Amar Rabba, my kushya. What's the question? Dilma, Rabbi Meir b'ilan echad svukei mispakele. Rabbanan shnei lanot svukei mispakele. That's the problem here. Meaning that by three trees, the Rabbanan say for sure you get karka. The Rabbi Meir says by two trees you for sure get karka. When it comes to one tree according to Rabbi Meir and two trees according to Rabbanan, there's a safek. They don't know if you get karka or not. So therefore you're mevi, ve'inu kore. You bring it, but you're not kore, right, the mikra bikurim. So it says, Umi misfekele. What do you mean it's a safek here? We just saw the brisa. V'aktani v'ishan okana karka. Dibri Rabbi Meir. We just saw the brisa. He says, Akone yuan achad b'toch shkoch v'ro mevi v'en okorel v'ishan okana karka. The reason you don't bring mevi v'korel when it comes to one ilan is because you don't own karka. Period. It's not a safek. He's saying you don't own karka. So Gemara says, Ema shema lo karka. So make an emendation to that brisa to say not that he doesn't own karka, but maybe he doesn't own karka. So let's worry now. Now what does he bring? He's bringing bikurim is safek. According to Chachamim, he has two trees. It's safek if he owns karka or not. And by the so when it comes to issues of mekach u'memkar, it's motzi mechaver v'lavaraya. So you can't take the land. All right, but when it comes to mikra bikurim, right, we say misafek, bring the bikurim to the mikdash. Same thing with Rabbi Meir with one tree. In Mecca, from Memkar, you won't get land because Motzi Chaver Alav Raya. But when it comes to Mikra Bikurim, Misafek, you got to bring the Bikurim up to the Mikdash. But it says, how could you bring Bikurim up to the Mikdash Misafek? There's one, there's two possibilities. Either they're Kodesh, and they are Bikurim, or they're Chulin. Bikamayu Chulin Azara. He's bringing Chulin into the Azara. It's another unbelievable statement of the Gemara here. What do you mean? He's bringing Chulin Azara. We always think of Chulin Azara as that you bring in an animal, a korban, to the Mikdash to be Makriv. That's a Chulin Azara. What does it mean, Chulun Azara here? So if you look in the Rashi brings two possibilities of what it means, Chulun Azara here. He says, first of all, he brings the drasha about that you're allowed to be Zoveach v'richuk makom. You're allowed to shecht animals outside of the Mikdash, but not in the animal, in the Mikdash, because that's maybe Chulun Azara. He says, V'hu adin nechol avot chulin bazara shasur. That applies to anything Chulin brought into the Mikdash is a sur. In that, Bikurim have the same din as bringing an animal, Chulin and shechting in the Mikdash. Inami. It sounds like the more likely answer. Midrabonon. It's a din derabonon if you can't bring bikurim to the mikdash at a chulin. Dilma iki dechazile. Doeg mahen minhag chulin kidinan. Someone's going to see him and he's going to be treating them like chulin, like their din. Besabar kochimim. And he's going to think they really are kodesh. Hova atneu bazara, because he brought him to Ezra. Batei the zazule bikochim. It's a din derabonon not to be mizazul in kochim, because if people see you acting like towards these bikurim, like chulin, after you've brought them into the Azara, they're going to think that all kodesh can be treated in this manner. So to prevent that, they say, chulin bazara, it's only a din de rabbanon. The Tosfos, on the other hand, says that it's not related to either of these items. He says it has to do with the din of krova. Anything that's mukrav to the mizbeach has a din of chulin bazara. And bikurim have hagasha. They have to, the bikurim have to be touched to the corner of the mizbeach. So anything that's a din of akrava is a din of chulin bazara, that you can't bring chulin to azara. So otherwise, how do you explain things like, how can the kohanim come into the mikdash wearing their robe clothing? How could they come in? How could, that's maybe chulin azara? How could it be that Yisrael walks into the mikdash? That's maybe chulin azara? No, he says, that's to do with akrava. Anything that goes on the mizbeach, it's a unique issue of akrava. So therefore, it says it's limited to the things that end up near or on the mizbeach, and here the bikurim have to have algoshes on mizbeach. So because of that, that's why it's classified as mevi chulin azara, similar to karbanot. Right. So the seil azazel might right. That's a great, the seil azazel is a good question about whether it has a din of right because it does have shchut echutz. For instance, that's what the Gemara deals with. What happens if you shecht the Seil HaZazel outside of the Mikdash? Does it have a din of Shechut Echutz? So the Gemara says, same says, only something that could have been brought bifnim has a din of Shechut Echutz. So the Seil HaZazel is Mikdash, but it might not have the same status as other karbanot in the Mikdash. Alright, now, Gemara continues. So let's say they're not Bikurim. So he says, I'm bringing Chulun Azara, the Makdish Lahu. He's Makdish them. So now if he's Makdish them, what is he Makdish them? He's Makdish them Dushat Damim. Now what's the problem? What happens to the Bikurim after he brings them to the Mikdash? The Kohen eats them. The Kohen has to eat them. Now you have a problem. If they really are Bikurim, fine. The Kohen can eat them. But if you're Makdish them, Tushet Damim, the Kohen can't eat them. Then he's Moel in Kodshim. The Parik Lahu. You redeem them afterwards. Right, says, V'dimala, right? Right, before he eats, right? Before the Kohen eats, you're going to redeem them. So, I mean, Safek, you're going to redeem them. Because you're going to say, either they are Bikurim. If they're not Bikurim, I'm Makdish them and I'm Mefarek them. I redeem them. The Baal has to do this, right? So Gemara says, "V'dilma." What? He could, but why would he want to pay the money? The payrook he could do, but the kodshim has to be done by the baal. The owner has to give to the hektish. Dilma la bikurim nu, v'ka mafkulahu mitruma maser. What's the other problem? Bikurim or paturim mitruma maser. Now, if they are not right bikurim, then they're tevel and they're chayavim in trumat trumot and maserot. So Gemara says, "The mafkish lahu, he's mafkish trumot and maser." Alright, Bishlama. So now, who's eating this? The Kohen's eating this. So Kohen's going to eat these fruits. Now, either they're Bikurim, no problem. If they're not Bikurim, now they were Tevel. So now if they're Tevel, what did he do? He's Makdish them, and then he pays the Kedushat Damim, takes the money, redeems them. So now they're Tevel, they're still Tevel. So now you're going to be Mafrish, the Chumot, the Masrot of them. So who's going to eat this? The Kohen. So of the Chumot, the Masrot, the Kohen can eat a number of the items, but not all of them. So that's the problem here. What? Bishlama, Chumot, Gedola, Evela, the Kohen. Fine. The Chumot, Gedola, the Kohen can eat, because he's going to give it to the Kohen. Masa Sheni Dami, I have the Kohen. He can give it to the Kohen, the Kohen in Yerushalayim. Master, ani nami, I blay the coin ani. He'll give the bikurim to a coin ani. So he can solve all the problems, all the things that you're mafrish from these safek bikurim, the coin can eat. So it's not a problem. Ella, Master Rishon, the Levi. What are you going to do with the Master Rishon? Master Rishon belongs to the Levi. Right? How can you give it? How can you give this to the coin? Now, truthfully, whenever we have a safek, this is Tosfos asked the question here also, when we have demai, or we do this today, whenever you have something that's a safek by mammon, Maaser Rishon belongs to Levi, but it's only a dinim mammonos. It's no isur to eat. There's no isur of a zar eating Maaser Rishon, it's just an isur of mammon, it's mammon to shave it. So when it's a safek, we say, Amosim Mechaber Ola Varaya. So we don't even give it. Today, we don't give the Maaser Rishon to the Levi. So why over here? So the coin have to give it to the Levi. So here, the answer, very interesting answer. He says that's not dummy. The Kohen ain't a Kohen Mukzak Yoter Min HaLevi. Over here, when you're giving it to the Kohen, I mean, it's one thing if you eat it yourself, because then you can say, Amotzi Mecharev Alav Araya. But if you give the Maaser Rishon to the Kohen as Maaser Rishon, the Kohen has no more rights to that Maaser Rishon than a Levi does. And therefore, then it would be a problem for the Kohen to take it, because you're already distributing it like Maaser Rishon. You're distributing it as Maaser Rishon. If you're distributing it as Maaser Rishon, that means you're giving it to a Kohen and not to a Levi, and that would be inappropriate.
But he is a Levi.
Right?
The Kohen is a Levi, and also the Kohen got Maaser Rishon after Shiva Tzion, because there's a
Knas. Ah, very good. So that's the next Gemara. So he says, the man Yoivle, so he's gonna, who's he gonna give the Maaser Rishon to? The Yoivle, the Kohen, ke Rav Elazar ben Azaryo. He's gonna give it to Kohen, like the position of Rav Elazar ben Azaryo. Detanyo, we have a price, Truma Gedola, the Kohen. Truma Gedola belongs to the Kohen, Maaser Rishon, the Levi, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. The Maaser Rishon goes to the Levi, that's the position of Rabbi Akiva. Rav Elazar ben Azaryo, Omer, Maaser Rishon, there's a question in the Girsa here, whether it's off the coin or not. Right, depend on whether you go like Tosfos or the Rashbam here. But Maaser Rishon off the coin. We'll read like Tosfos first, which is that Tosfos says this is a machlokis mid de oraisa. Machlokis min ha Torah. Rabbi Akiva believes that min ha Torah, Truma goes to the coin, Maaser goes to the Levi. Min ha Torah. Along comes Rabbi Elazar ben Azaryah and says, no, even mid de oraisa, Maaser Rishon can go to the coin. And that the Gemara tells us in other places because the Kohanim are called Levi, right? Or Levi and Kohanim are used interchangeably in 24 places in Tanakh. And therefore, when we say that it belongs to Levi, it also belongs to the Kohanim. It belongs to the Shevet Levi, and the Kohanim are included under that category, that koteret, that title of Shevet Levi. And therefore, they can give it also to the Kohanim. That's the way Tosfos learns it. This is a din de oraisa. Mi de oraisa, the Kohanim can have, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaryah, can have the Maaser Rishon. The Rashi disagrees and says that this whole brisa is after the Takana that Sri mentioned before. Takana Dezra. What was Takana Dezra? There was a Knas. Because the Kohanim, the Levim, when they went to go back to Aliyah La'aretz, they went go back to Eretz Yisrael. The Ezra checked out all the people there and he found that he had no Levim. So he was Kohanis at that time. The Levim no longer would get Maaser Rishon, it would go to the Kohanim. And that's what the whole Bryce is talking about. The Tanya, true Magdola Kohen, Maaser Rishon Levi, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva doesn't believe in this Gezerah, this Takanas Ezra, doesn't say that it belongs. And then Rabbi Ezra comes along and says, Maaser Rishon Lik Kohen, not Af the Kohen. It's not because the Levi doesn't get it anymore. The Knas says it goes to the Kohen and not to the Levi. So their machlokas here is after the Takana. Tosfos disagrees. He says, this is a machlokas d'oraisa. Then there's the Takana. By the Takanas Ezra, then, according to Rabbi Akiva, after Takanas Ezra, then the Levi and the Kohen can get it. To Rabbi Elazar ben Azaryah, only the Kohen can get it afterwards. But before Takanas Ezra, there was still a problem. There was still a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaryah. Rabbi Shbam says, no, that before the Takanas Ezra, there was no machlokas. Everybody agreed the Kohen does not get Maaser Rishon. After Tekanas Ezra, or because of Tekanas Ezra, it's a machlokas whether the Kohanim were entitled to get Maaser Rishon or not. Now the Gemara contains Vadima Bikurim Ninhu. Maybe they are really Bikurim, Ubayi Kriya. And they need to be, you have to read the Parshat HaBikurim. It says, Kriya Lo Ma'akevet. We know that kriya is not ma'akevet. We have a whole list in the Mishnah Bikurim, one of which we just did before. But Eluheina mevi'in vein korim. These are people who bring Bikurim and don't read Parsha Bikurim. Velo. Vama Rabbi Zera kol aroy lebila in bila ma'akevet po. Shein roy lebila bila ma'akevet po. Wait a minute. That depends. When we say mevi'im in korim, those are people who are unable to be Korea, are unable to read Mikra Bikurim. Since they are unable to read Mikra Bikurim, therefore it's not Me'akev for them. Because there's some, for instance, the Ger, who can't say Mikra Bikurim, therefore he's Patur, because he can only be Bikurim without it. So Rashi explains this. This, he says, Kol davar shetziva HaKadosh Baruch Lavi yesh ikuv bi'ikar habato. Lavi oto binyan shetziva katuv lo binyan acher. Anytime Hashem tells you to bring something, he means do it this way and no other way. The other mitzvot that surround that mitzvah, kigom, tnufa, bekarban, blila bemincha, right, waving, wave offerings by karbanot, or the mixing of the menachot. Yesh makvim, there's sometimes that it's makev, in gila katuv. If the pasuk tells you, lishnot alav, it says it twice, lakev, vim yesh makvim. The things that are makev, vegabe bikurim nami duchazu du kriya beinan. We have to bring up bikurim that could be have a kriya. Va'afgav de'ika mevi'i bikurim shmevi'in velo kurim. Even though there are, what do they mean? It has to be ra'ui l'kriya. I mean, it has to have the ability to say kriyat bikurim on here. So here he can't do mikra bikurim because of the safek, he can't do mikra bikurim. So here it's not ra'ui to have mikra bikurim. If it's not ra'ui for mikra bikurim, then it is ma'akev the kriya. What about a ger? A ger also can't say mikra bikurim. So
well,
he says,
not ra'ui.
Right. If it has to be ra'ui to be mikra bikurim. As long as the perot are ra'uyim to have mikra bikurim. If you don't say it, then it's not ma'akev. That's the concept of, if it's ra'ui lebila, bila'i mekevet. You don't have to do the mixing of the mincha. As long as you have the ability to mix the mincha, that's enough. But if you do something so big that you couldn't in potential mix it, then the mixing is ma'akev. So do over here. If you could say mikra bikurim on the perot, then if you don't say it, it's okay. But if you're unable to say mikri bikurim on it, then it's makev. Over here, it's a suffix. There's suffix bikurim. So it can't be kore, parsha bikurim. These perot are not ru'uyim to have mikri bikurim read on them. So therefore, they're not sharing the bikurim. Had he been able to say the mikri bikurim, but he just doesn't say it, that's fine. But here, he doesn't have the potential to say it. But then there are some questions from Ger. What about a Ger? Ger doesn't have the ability to say it. How come that's not makev? So he says over here, that's not why that's different. He says, what about Mivi Melo Korim, Mesek Bikurim, Hani Milk Gonger, Demikora Ki Maiti, Amanash Lodi Krot Maiti? When he brings them originally, he's bringing them without the ability to say, Kagome Achagvan Chanukot, Mivi Melo Korim. There's certain times of the year, if you start out with Bikurim being something that you cannot do, they never became what's called Mo Nirevit, right? They were never Nirev for Mikra Bikurim. They never had the potential to have Mikra Bikurim, that's not Ma'akev. But if they had the potential for Mikra Bikurim, and then you run into a problem about saying it, then it's Ma'akev. So over here, what originally, if they picked the fruits, they could have been Chayav in Bikurim. If they're Chayav in Bikurim, then they require the Mikra Bikurim. Now you can't say it. Why? Because it's Safek. Safek, you can't say it. So if you're safek, you can't say it. That is ma'akev, the mikra bikurim over here. So now, so where it says, the aviluk rabbi yosi b'rabbi chanina. He does like rabbi yosi b'rabbi chanina. Amar, batzran b'shagran b'yatzli shliach. If he picks them and sends them with a messenger, umeit shliach, and the shliach dies on the way, v'derech meviv enu korea. Then he brings them and he's not korea. My time, huh? What's the problem here? Dechtiv lakachta ve'veita. That you take them and ve'veita, and you bring them at shetei l'kicha ba'ava ke'achad. That the person who originally takes the Bikurim and brings them up to Yerushalayim has to be a single individual. Same person that brings them has to be the one who delivers them to Yerushalayim and says, the Mikra Bikurim, Aleka, that you lack over here. So here, there's a problem in the Mikra Bikurim, not because of the Safek, but there's a fundamental lacking. I mean, here it's also not Roi for Bikurim. Why? Because it was sent, you can do it with if you do it on the Shliach. Now, as Machlok is here between the Rashbam and the Tosaf Rashbam says that it has to be from a Shapit Zira. The person who picks the fruits till the time who gets up to Yerushalayim has to be the same individual in order to have Mikra Bikurim. Because it says, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, it says, after the time picking, it says, Balakachta. That's the time that you lokeach, the time that you leave the house. The time it leaves the house till it gets to Yerushalayim has to be done by a single individual. So what do you do here? All you hear it do is you send it with a shliach, and then you pull the shliach back, or you switch the shliachim on the way, and therefore it will never be ro'oi for Mikra Bikurim, and therefore it will not be me'akev. If you send it with a shliach, what happens if you send it up to Yerushalayim? A shliach does everything. Is the owner allowed to be kore mikra bikurim? The Rashbam says yes. Shuchu shadam kemoto. Therefore, the shliach takes it all the way from you're a bitzira according to the Rashbam. From the time it's picked up to Yerushalayim, and you have the Baal meet him in Yerushalayim, you could be Mikra Bikurim. You could say Mikra Bikurim because Shulchan Shel Adam Ke Moto. It's not a problem. So that's what the Rashbam says. Tosfos disagrees and says that if you send it with a shliach, all the way that the Baal, the owner, cannot do Mikra Bikurim because you cannot say Hine Hiveti. I brought these fruits. Because even though it's Shulchan Shel Adam Ke Moto, still you cannot physically say that I personally brought these fruits up to Yerushalayim. And therefore, you can't be kored the mikra bikurim. It's done on the shliach, even though it's done by one person all the way up. And shulchan adam kamoto, you cannot do mikra bikurim according to the Tosfos. If you send it ayudei shliach. Now, listen, this last part of the Gemara is amazing. What's the problem with mikra bikurim? Mikra bikurim is a bunch of psukim in the Torah. So just, you can read them like you're reading the Torah. It's not like you're making a bracha. It's not like you're doing something that requires like Shem Hashem in a context that's not reading, learning Torah. Over here, all you're doing is reading psukim. So why not just read Mikra Bikurim Misofik? Amalei Mishum de Mechse Keshikra. Looks like you're lying. Wow. Right, so, Rav Shai Shevreder of Chiyamar, Dilma Atlef Ki Unu Mitshuma Maser. Maybe they'll come to treat them and not get treat them properly, and they'll be not taking true with the master of. So what does it mean that it's sheker? So this is the Rashi says over here, k'tiv dover shkarim lo yikon keneged einai, that Hashem cannot accept people who lie. Lying is inappropriate before Hashem. Av shekoreh b'Torah lo mechseh k'shikra. When you lean in the Torah, when you read in the Torah, that's not mechseh k'shikra. But if you come before Hashem, you're bringing something before Hashem and you're presenting it in this manner of reading the Mikra Bikurim, if it's not the truth, that's like lying in front of Hashem. That's inappropriate. Meaning that type of behavior, if you're reading the Torah, fine. But if you're presenting it and doing it as a tekes, as a presentation to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then to say that something that is untrue before Hashem is unacceptable. I mean, in the context of Ashrat HaShechina in the face of the Mikdash, to say something that possibly is untrue is unacceptable. And therefore, even though all you're doing is reading me psukim, and that wouldn't be a problem, but the fact that you're presenting it in a manner that says that I did this, and maybe you didn't do it, that's unacceptable in the Mikdash Hashem. And likon keneged einai, that's not something that can stand in front of my eyes. A person who is a liar cannot, or speaks lies, or falsehoods cannot be in front of me. Right? Therefore, the heker over here, the second answer is that the problem that they were treated like chulin. If they were treated like bikurim. If they treated like bikurim, what are you going to say? It's patur mi tumah to masrot. So therefore, they made a heker. It's similar like by tumah. Chamim made a certain tumot. They made a heker that it wouldn't have tumah in certain places to show that it was only a tumah derabanan. So also over here, when they have tumah, when they have bikurim here, the fact that they are chulin, how do we make a heker that these aren't real bikurim? They need tumah to masrot. Don't be koreh. So somebody asks, why won't you koreh on these bikurim? Then you have to explain. When you have to explain it, there'll be a heker, and they'll know to take off trumot to masrot. So that's the second answer here. It's not that it's a problem of sheker, but it's a problem that it was intentionally done by the Rabbanan to create a heker, to create a clear heker that these bikurim do not, right, are not regular bikurim, and therefore they need trumot to masrot removed from them, and that's why you're not koreh. Technically, you could have been koreh. But the problem, Chachamim wanted to make some sort of heker, and therefore you are not kureh over here. Okay, we'll stop here.